We've gone back to making plans. The cell towers are too stressed to get a call out. We might soon go back to landlines. We are heading off to secret beaches and hiding bikes in the scrub oak. I've even heard of a woman out here who drives around with an old wooden ladder in the back of her pickup to be able to get down to areas of the beach where the access points have eroded away. It was at one of these becoming less secret by the day beaches where a friend wondered, just when did we all agree that societal norms would be suspended at the beach? All these people, strangers really, and we're all practically naked, she said. I'd never sit in a friend's living room half naked. But beach world is different. You can sleep or read the afternoon away at the beach, and no one thinks you're being lazy. I was trying to explain what made Nantucket different than a landlocked small town to a visitor from North Carolina. Let me put it this way. You've seen everyone, your doctor, your boss, the sheriff, the lady who bags groceries, in a bathing suit. And they've seen you. The rest of Nantucket is restrained, conservative in appearance. Walk along Main Street on a Saturday evening, and you'll see women who look like they've just stepped out of the pages of a fashion magazine. There is a level of aesthetic perfection in the architecture, cars, the straight back posture of a well-dressed man, the curve of a wooden boat's bow that permeates throughout this place. The uniformity can be overwhelming. The beach is wild, this we know. Sand and flesh spill out in equal measure. An unleashed dog walks right across your beach towel. Gulls rip into a sandwich when you aren't looking. And who knows what's going on below the surface, the water churned and frothy. On the beach, somebody wonders aloud what the answer to 22 Down is. 2001 Broadway Spectacular with an exclamation point in the title. Somebody else wonders how long it would take the Coast Guard to arrive from Brant Point if you got caught in a rip current. I wonder if we feel so good next to the sea because, regardless of whatever nonsense your head is twisted up into today, the sea just keeps on churning. On this island, we're proud of our open coastline, our easy access to dozens of beaches. There is no one to check town stickers or take payment. We want everybody to be able to feel like this, to indulge in the infiniteness of the sea. But there are no campgrounds on Nantucket. The youth hostel is closed for good. No place to stay that won't break the bank. We are essentially surrounded by a moat. Unless you have friends on Nantucket. And you know what they say, you never know how many friends you have until you have a house on the Cayman Islands. So who really gets to enjoy all this open access to the beach? Maybe that's why some days it feels like a duty to go down to the beach, to wander the low dunes between Surfside and the sewer beds, even if that means getting to the shore as the fog rolls in at the end of a long day. Luckily, the beach doesn't care what the weather is or what time of day it is. And I don't either.